The privilege is for us to receive and have you amongst us. I saw the newspaper, the advertisement about your coming to give these talks at UDS, and I said to myself, I'm definitely going to see you. whether you saw it for me or not, I was definitely going to look for you just to say hello and thank you once again for the collection of books you sent me.
That's right.
Yeah, you'll be surprised. I've read some of them, not all of them. some of them. And very, very good to have you here. I had the privilege of meeting the new president of Tanzania at the last AU summit in Addis Ababa.
Right.
We struck up a good relationship. Enjoyed his personality and company, and we had an opportunity to talk about some of the issues and discover that we have very much similar programs. I think it's good for all of us that at long last we've woken up to the realization that there is no future for us in being exporters of primary products, and that if we're going to give jobs to our people, we're going to do so in a modern industrialized economy. So that is very much the focus of what we are doing here in Ghana. Yes, we have a very ambitious program, somewhat Asian in origin and in inspiration. We've committed ourselves to establishing small and medium-scale enterprises in each of the districts of our country over the next 4 years. We also have a very ambitious agricultural program. In fact, about a week ago, I went to Bronkhorst, which is on the way up to where you're going, to launch the program which we call Planting for Food and Jobs. A program that is going to affect some 200,000 farmers in the first year. And we intend it to affect about 2.5 million farmers by the end of the 4 years, to whom we're giving specific attention in terms of the supply of improved seedlings, the supply of fertilizer at a much more affordable rate, and long last bringing back extension officers in our system. For about 5 or 6 years, all the young men and women who were trained in our colleges of agriculture could not find employment in the public sector. They're sitting at home twiddling their thumbs, and our agriculture going into decline. So we've taken the decision to engage with them. We've employed some 1,200 of them now. Intend to employ another 2,000 next year to take up the slack and provide our farmers with that more informed, modern approach to the work that they're doing than they have hitherto. So it's a very important commitment that we have made. We live in a country which has got everything, like you're saying. Ghana is the same, water, green lands, and yet we find ourselves importing even plantain from our neighbors in Cote d'Ivoire and tomatoes from Burkina Faso. But we're saying to ourselves that certainly within the next 48 months, 2 years, all that will be a thing of the past. We intend to really take it on very seriously. So the program is on. The constraints and the opportunities of democratic governance tell you that you only have a limited time to do whatever you have to do. But it is important that those constraints and limits are imposed on all of us so that we can get responsible governance. That's our main focus. I'm excited about the challenge. Yeah, it's come late in my life, but after much struggle. I'm encouraged by it because I think that an opportunity is provided if you maintain the goodwill of the people.
Absolutely.
To be able to do something enduring and lasting in terms of shaping our society. We are the heirs of a long line of Ghanaian patriots who struggled to bring us to where we are today. And they did so with the vision of our country as a free, prosperous democracy. And I think that vision is one which is worth implementing, realizing, bringing into being. So that's how we're going.
Right.
But we're being inundated by Tanzanian presidents. It's only about 3 weeks ago that my old friend, you know, our foreign ministers at the same time,
that's right.
Your former foreign minister, Jakaya Kikwete, was also here.
Yeah.
And then we had an opportunity to fellowship and share time. So he kept me a little bit abreast about you and about what's going on in the country.
Okay.
We continue to wish that Tanzania, like Ghana, continue down the path of orderly development, and that when you see a country which has got living presidents like you who are so contributing to the lives of their people out of office, it's an inspiration for the rest of the continent. And it's an inspiration to see that people don't have to hang on to power for 30, 40 years to be to be relevant, but you can do your bit, move on, and other people come. And it's a relay, and I think it's a very good example that you're giving in Tanzania and for the rest of Africa. So you're very, very welcome. I'm happy that your Ghanaian friends, I don't know whether they're now Ghanaians. I suspect that they're more Tanzanian and Southern Africans than they are Ghanaians. But do you still have a passport? A Ghanaian passport? Are you sure? Are you sure? Okay, are you sure?
He keeps me well informed. And,
he
sent me your speech for March 7th, I think,
okay.
At Independence.
Okay.
I loved it.
Okay.
Oh, a little bit of it.
Okay.
Yes, thank you very much. But he keeps the rest.